This is Earth and Sky. Wild fish populations around the world are now in serious decline as a result of overfishing, destruction of habitat, and pollution.
If people can grow fish on farms, then wild fish might recuperate, and people could have an inexpensive supply of healthy-to-eat fish. We spoke to Ron Hardy, director of the Aquaculture Research Institute at University of Idaho. He said that aquaculture is the fastest growing segment of agriculture in the world. It's expanded by nearly 10% a year for over a decade. Now, 30% of fish products come from aquaculture.
Still, at present, the majority of seafood continues to come from the wild. And although many fish farms are relatively benign, some might damage local ecosystems. We also spoke with Carl Safina of the Blue Ocean Institute in Cold Spring Harbor, New York.
Some of the major effects of the farms on the habitat have to do with replacement of the natural vegetation by, just scraping it away and bulldozing it. The escape of fish that are not native to the area can have a bad effect on the local and native fish. And also diseases sometimes come with fish and are sometimes incubated in fish farms.
For more about ocean-friendly seafood, come to earthsky.org. Thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. We're Block N Bird for Earth and Sky.